You're listening to the audio production of Going Deep, Becoming a Person of Influence by Gordon MacDonald, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Henry O. Arnold.
The desperate need today is not for a greater number of intelligent people or gifted people, but for deep people. Richard Foster. Disciples, deep people, are not manufactured wholesale. They are produced one by one, because someone has taken the pains to discipline, to instruct and to enlighten, to nurture and train one that is younger. Oswald Sanders. Preface. Many years ago, I was invited to deliver a Sunday morning sermon in the Cadet Chapel at the United States Military Academy at West Point, New York. I have no idea whether my visit to the academy that weekend made a difference in anyone's life, but I do know that being there made an enormous difference in mine. This is what I saw: young men and women who knew how to present themselves with dignity and excellence, officers in the making who were inquisitive, thoughtful, and focused, budding leaders who were being prepared to go anywhere in the world and swing into influential action the minute they arrived. The mission of the U.S. Military Academy is to educate, train, and inspire the Corps of Cadets so that each graduate is a commissioned leader of character, committed to the values of duty, honor, country, and prepared for a career of professional excellence and service to the nation as an officer in the United States Army. My visit to West Point provoked me with a nagging question. What would happen if the church I served became committed to a high-priority leadership training effort that took its inspiration from the mission of West Point? More than a few seminaries, colleges, and some churches claim to be doing this. They have my applause. Nevertheless, Christians in general do seem to be struggling, at church level anyway, to figure out how to produce men and women who fit the biblical standard of spiritual maturity and who know how to inspire others to be faithful to Jesus. Across the world, the Christian movement is going through changes in form and substance that someday may be compared to the changes in the times of Martin Luther or John and Charles Wesley. I don't think I am overly enthusiastic when I say that the church 20 years from now will probably conduct itself and its work in ways that we can hardly imagine today. It is probable that in the next two decades...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?